The fountain in Bienville Square in the heart of downtown Mobile. We come a few blocks up Government Street to Ladd Peebles Stadium. It's the site of the Senior Bowl. Inside the Jaguars, coverage of the Senior Bowl continues on Jaguars.com. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osher.
You know Mobile.
I've been here a few times.
There's no getting around. If you watch our coverage, you know Mobile. I like that.
I do too. It's a good thing. It's a big day here today for the Jaguars. The brass arrived today. The general manager, the head coach, the coordinators all came in on the same day. That's pretty rare.
This is a neat day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you come in, and you've covered Senior Bowls a lot. I have. And you always see different teams have their guys. And, you know, you'll see a rival day. You'll see head coaches showing up, new GMs. Today, think about it. New GM, new coach, two new coordinators. In a sense, the spine of the Jaguars showed up here at Mobile today. And it was a day that it was fun to be around this team. And it was really the star of the league today.
And there was really one guy that stood out above the rest. And that's, of course, the new head coach, Gus Bradley, a popular guy.
Yeah.
And now he's a top guy, and he was a popular guy here today.
Well, I think we mentioned yesterday that when you talk to people around the league, you hear good things about Gus Bradley. You hear the fact that people knew this guy was going to be a head coach. You talk to different coordinators today, they knew he was going to be a head coach coming in. You see him today, he carries himself like a head coach. The Philadelphia media loves this guy. They were around him today. It's hard to imagine more energy coming out of a guy that's coming out of Gus Bradley right now, and it's really rubbing off on the Jaguars. And the league seems to know it, which who knows what that means, but it's exciting.
And we heard from Bradley and Caldwell earlier today.
It's been great. You know, a lot of people that have helped me out the last few years in the league, and, you know, very appreciative of that.
Feel like a head coach?
No, it feels good because, you know, we're part of the hiring process and the staffing, and, you know, we've really worked hard the last couple of days. I mean, it's been long hours, but making phone calls at 2 in the morning and 2:30 in the morning, and but it's been a great process, and it's starting to come together.
I mean, you hit the floor running. You've been going nonstop since the press conference since you were hired, right?
It really has been. But, you know, I think you're running on adrenaline, and you're so excited about the opportunity, Jacksonville's been received so good. I mean, the coaches are really excited about really what they're hearing about it and where the direction we're going, and it's been great.
Gus, the first thing he said is, hey, we want to get the right people on board, the right coaches on board, so let's take our time and make sure we get the right people. So there's no rush with anything, so we're taking it step by step. Once we get the staff in place, then we'll really focus on our roster and then preparing for free agency in the draft.
This is your first Senior Bowl. Do you treat it like you did when you were in Atlanta, or is there a little difference for you?
No, pretty much the same way. Just the evaluation prowess and evaluating players is the key for this week. So whether you're an area scout, regional scout, college director, or a general manager, you're looking at the same thing.
Specifically, what's kind of the difference between being a personnel guy like you were before to now being the guy in charge of making the decisions when you come to things like this?
Well, I just think the big picture, you know, the putting together the whole draft and putting together looking at every player individually, but looking at the big picture is more my role now.
We can obviously see from that sound.
Right.
These guys are two excitable guys.
Well, we're really witnessing still the building process of this thing. And that's why I think you're feeling the energy. These guys are still out there every night. They're talking to guys. They're trying to convince assistants to come. Gus talked about it a lot today, that he's still in that process. He's spending hours on the phone at night, 12:30, 1 o'clock, making phone calls. And again, I don't know if this is always Gus. It sounds like it is. But it's an energetic feeling, and it's clear he's trying to get that out there and not trying to build a staff right now, and it's fun to watch.
Now, here on site, the rest of the Senior Bowl week, what are some of the goals for the GM and head coach?
Well, I think it's just that. They're still in the building process of putting together a staff.
Okay.
The scouting staff, it sounds like, is going to stay the same until after the draft, or pretty much the same. It's the coaching staff they want to get together right now. Next week is when they're going to get in the room and really start evaluating. Right now, they've still got a defensive line coach to hire. They brought back Duffner. They still got a secondary coach. All right, there's pieces in place they still want to get accomplished, and I think that's what you're going to see start coming out in the next few days.
And you're going to have a one-on-one with Dave Caldwell on the website. Look for that right here on Jaguars.com. You know, a few of the names you heard associated with Gus Bradley over the last couple of weeks, John Gruden, Pete Carroll in Seattle. But one of the biggest names you heard associated with him was Monty Kiffin, the legendary defensive coach.
Right.
You know what? That's a pretty good guy to have on your resume.
Maybe not quite as high-profile a name as the ones you mentioned, but in terms of building defenses in this league, in terms of respect in this league, for a long time there, Monty Kiffin was right at the top. He helped bring in the Tampa 2 defense everybody knows about, but he knows defense overall. if you want a guy on your resume, he's a guy to have on it.
And we caught up with Monty earlier today, and he was gushing about Gus.
Let's see, I told Jim Mora Jr. when the job was open, he took the job at Seattle, he called me by the coordinator. I said, interview Gus Bradley, you'll hire him. I mean, he was a no-name of North Dakota State. He was quality control coach. Joe Barry left. He coached there for 2 years. And Coach Gruden will tell you the same thing. You know, he was just a rising star. Mm-hmm. He flew him out, hired him. Then Pete Carroll, my friend from way back, he goes to there, and he's talking to me on the phone. And he goes, what about we get back together again. We coached together for years. And I come out here to Seattle. I said, listen, the last time I checked, it rains a lot in Seattle. Last time, you just left sunny California, so I'm going to go with him. Guy named Lane Kiffin. So anyway, he laughed. I said, there's a guy right down the hall. Go interview him. His name's Gus Bradley. What do you mean? He said, well, their defense is just so-so. I said, I don't know about that. I'm just saying interview the guy. I promise you, you'll hire him. He interviewed him. Called me back next day. That's a true story now. I don't make stuff up. Called back next day. Said, that guy's pretty sharp. I said, darn right he is. And I told him, I didn't actually talk to your owner, but one of the owners did call me in the NFL. And I said the same thing. And he's just a special guy. And now you saw him at the press conference.
Sure.
You'll love this guy. He's got so much energy. He's never had a bad day.
Well, the entire answer from Monty there was over 5 minutes long. It gives you an idea of what people think about.
Yeah, this. I mean, I think that just verbalizes what everybody around the Senior Bowl is talking about. There's, you know, I always said it over and over again. There's an energy about Gus Bradley, and people talk very highly about him.
Of all this talk about GM and head coach, there were a couple coordinators here today, too.
Yes, there were.
Two new guys, Jed Fish, Bob Babich, were both in attendance today and making the rounds also.
Unbelievably busy day. And a lot of news coming out of this. Jed Fish and Bob Babich, I think the key to remember about these guys didn't just interview today. They didn't just interview on Thursday. They knew Gus Bradley a long time, and the interview process happened when they were on staff with Gus. These are guys Gus knows, guys he feels comfortable with, and guys that are Gus guys, if you will.
Had a chance to coach together in 2010, and he was just awesome. He's an incredible person, passionate, and really excited about working with Dave Caldwell. Heard amazing things about him as well. So it was an easy decision.
Do you have an idea when you were with Gus that he was going to be a head guy?
Yeah, I think you always feel when you're around really talented coaches and you're guys with incredible personalities that there's a great chance for that to happen. Mm-hmm. I think as the NFL started trending that way the last couple of years with hiring coordinators, I think it was pretty clear cut that Gus was going to get one of them, and I'm really happy he got this one.
Folks want to know what kind of offense you're going to run. Yeah. I mean, that's what fans want to know the best. So give us some sort of idea.
You know, we really try to tailor our offense to our personnel. Mm-hmm. And we're in a situation right now that we've run different offenses everywhere I've been. And what we're going to do is we'll go through the evaluation process of our players and see what our players do best. And we don't want to put our players in a position where they can't succeed. So until I can watch the film, I really can't answer that question too well, but I can tell you that we're going to try to do everything we can to get the best matchups possible for our players.
Very fortunate to get on board with a guy like Gus Bradley. You know, I've known him for a long time. He's a high-energy, smart football coach, so for it to work out like this for me, it's just an exciting time.
When you had him as an assistant, is there a feel on your part that he was destined for this kind of thing?
Absolutely. You know, from the minute that we hired Gus as a defensive coordinator and watching him operate for 6 years, you definitely felt like the guy was special. And, you know, he's progressed through the profession at a fast rate. And for him to end up as a head coach is not a surprise to any of us that know him.
A lot to digest on Tuesday at the Senior Bowl. Here's Tony Pauline with a look at the top five quarterbacks in the upcoming 2013 NFL Draft.
Hi, this is NFL Draft Analyst Tony Pauline in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl with Jaguars.com. Today we're going to look at the quarterbacks available in the 2013 NFL Draft. It's not a strong class at the top, but it offers a lot of opportunity. My number one quarterback is Geno Smith, the senior from West Virginia, a guy that's improved his game over the course of time. A passer with a strong arm, he can make all the NFL passes, and he's very accurate. Teams are concerned about the way he processes information. They're also concerned about the way he played strong at the beginning of the year, but kind of tailed off towards the end of the campaign. He has all the skills to play at the next level, and to be a starting quarterback, it may just take Geno Smith a bit of time. My number two quarterback would be USC's Matt Barkley, a player who many just 1 year ago thought could be the number one pick of the draft. not going to turn out that way. He struggled through a tough senior campaign. His offensive line had problems, he had made poor decisions, and he struggled with his reads. Now he's coming off a shoulder injury, which he suffered during the UCLA game, the final regular season game of the year. At the top of his game, Barkley's an accurate quarterback and a very good West Coast offensive signal caller. Can he get back to that? We don't know yet. He's gone from potentially a top 10 pick to the late part of round one. My third quarterback is Arkansas's Tyler Wilson, a player that many had high hopes for. He struggled a little bit during his senior season, as did the entire Arkansas team. He's a quarterback that can beat teams throwing the ball as well as running with the ball, something Gus Bradley had mentioned he wants at the quarterback position. He's good in the pocket of rolling outside the tackle box to make the throw on the move. He has the NFL arm to make all the throws. He has to stay healthy, and he has to consistently play at a high level. If the Jaguars are looking for a quarterback at the top of round two, Tyler Wilson is a name to remember. My fourth quarterback on the list is Ryan Nassib of Syracuse, a guy who's making a quick move up draft boards. He's here in the Senior Bowl, and he has the opportunity to really impress scouts. He's a guy that was consistent throughout his college career as a starter. He's got an NFL arm. He can make all the passes. He's got to learn some touch. He's more of a pocket passer, not a quarterback that's going to pick up yards with his legs. He's a very consistent player at the position, not a franchise signal caller that's going to carry a team on his shoulders, but a guy that stays away from the mental mistakes and a guy that's got immediate starting potential at the next level. My number five quarterback is Mike Lennon, a player that some people think could be a top 15 pick. He has the physical skills to play at the next level. He's 6'6". He's an imposing-looking pocket passer that can make all the throws, that gets the ball through the tight windows, that drives the passes downfield. My problem with Glennon is he doesn't always make the right choices. He makes a lot of errant passes. He throws into double coverage, which is something that I think is going to kill him at the next level. He's also here at the Senior Bowl. He has the opportunity to move into that first round if he stays away from the bad choices and shows that mentally he's got it between the ears, not just the physical skills.
Well, John, you have a full notepad. It's been a busy day today.
Busy, and really, as I said, this was the day that this Jaguars team, the rebirth of the Jaguars, if you will, showed up at the Senior Bowl. The league got a chance to see these guys, to congratulate these guys. A lot of fun.
Great work today, John.
Thank you, JP.
That's it for Inside the Jaguars on Tuesday at Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile. Back with more Senior Bowl coverage on Jaguars.com.